Hello and welcome to Label Sessions Presents, the podcast where we talk to the most interesting people about all the things you need to know in the world of innovation, business, design, tech, and culture. I'm Fazlin Esau, and today we're joined by two brand new label mates, new experts to the Label Sessions Network, as well as Josh Nixon from the Label Sessions team. Hello and welcome to Patrick Mulo. Patrick is a former trader and sales leader who now drives innovation from deep inside one of Europe's biggest bank. Also, hello and welcome to Vikram Ramarajan. Vikram is an innovation strategist known for his ability to build innovation ecosystems, launch innovation labs, and help global clients unlock growth with emerging technologies. Past customers of 23andMe are very worried about who now has access to their very, very personal data since the company went bust and its assets have been acquired. At the same time, though, more and more people, especially Gen Z, are literally selling companies their data through platforms like Verb.ai. How should we start thinking about privacy as a consumer? Should we be worried about who has access to our data or relax more? As leaders designing products and services now, should we be designing privacy in, or should we be giving users the chance to commercialize their information more?
Well, I think, maybe I'm wrong here, but I think that boat had sailed many years back once social media came into the picture. So I think privacy, is dead unless you literally close everything, and have a total digital detox. Yeah. So I don't think it's going to be very possible today, because even if you don't give permissions, that there are still, other ways of, getting access. And I think we've seen that with, Facebook in the past, or other apps as well, who've been, harvesting data, even despite the fact that, there were no visible permissions given. So I think that's going to be a challenge throughout. And I think, of course, safeguards are necessary. Yeah, but I think this is something which should have been done many, many years back. And I think, yes, of course. And today, it's never too late to kind of, reprioritize that again. Yeah. So I feel this should be done. And I think, nowadays what's also happening is that, I think the younger generation is seeing that, they're comfortable sharing their data. They're okay being a lot more open, social. So I think that degree of choice that you give is important. It's good. And I think, I think regulation would help to ensure that, it's not being misused, or there are checks and balances to ensure that whatever is being, used is used within reason and there's no over-exploitation. Because at least in India, I'll tell you for a fact, there's no privacy. Privacy is dead. Even though I miss 100 forms which protect my information, I keep getting harassed by all sort of calls and, all kind of ads. So, yeah.
For my side, in my industry, it's a no-go. I mean, it's highly regulated, so it's finance. So basically, we are under so many rules that it is built in. So not a lot of discussion there. Everything extremely private and confidential and very secure. But I would say that regarding the most recent generations, probably we have an education problem, because there haven't been any big scandal or big problem with privacy, because everyone, we're all sending our data from one stage or on another. Even using Google is selling some data, on your preferences, on your search, etc. There, as far as I know, there haven't been any massive abuse of this information. It all has been very, dark and opaque. We don't really know. So they haven't learned, because the human, that's my belief, the human race only learn by mistake, really big mistake, being slapped in the face. Small ones that usually we don't learn about that. So problem with this company, for example, they make people realize that it might have not been a good idea to do that. Same stuff with the open, I think it was the OpenAI initiative that was scanning your retina, to have millions of retina scanned and to create very altruistic database of human genome. Well, no, you're selling your retina, which is probably something you would use in the future to identify yourself as an authentication system. Not a good idea, but try to educate the youngest to be a little bit smart about what you share and what you don't share in terms of opinions, private data, bio data. It is very important. It's the only thing that makes us us. So if you sell that, I'm not saying you can't do it. I'm just saying that if there is a company that is willing to buy your data, it has to be very clear on the site, if it's a web page, what they are doing with your data and what they are going to be used for. And you have to think about the consequences of all that. That you're at the beginning, you're just a number in a big stack of numbers, but at some point you could be picked out and then they can do something with your data. That's what, for example, the American government is doing on the border. They check your social media to see if you're granted allowance to the US or not. It's public. Well, we hope